And WNYC's own Paul Chufo, who produces Soundcheck, took a look at the recent goings-on with the trio, Medeski, Martin, and Wood.
A description I read recently called Medeski, Martin, and Wood's music avant-garde instrumental hip-hop trance funk. Well, that's certainly colorful, but for good measure, let's add jazz, blues, reggae, Latin, and rock. You name it, it's in there. Beyond categorizing what kind of music they play, how would I describe them? Restless, curious, and definitely fearless. John Medeski says they approached their new album, Uninvisible, with the same philosophy as when they play, and that is, always keep searching.
It's important to us to keep the real improvisational feeling in our music, and that comes from us playing in any moment what we feel like playing at that moment. You know what I mean? So planning ahead and conceptualizing a record and doing this or that, it's, you know, we could do it, but it's not gonna work in terms of capturing that spirit.
When you play improvised music, a record only captures one moment in time. The next time you record the same song, it may sound very different. It's the same for Medeski, Martin, and Wood's 11 records. Each has a distinct spirit. Their first was in 1991. Here's 1995.
'98,
2000.
We are rolling.
And the new record, Uninvisible. Scott Harding, a.k.a. DJ Scotty Hard, produced Uninvisible, his third record with Medeski, Martin, and Wood. He also works with Sex Mob, African legend Salif Keita, and the rap group Wu-Tang Clan. On most of their previous 10 albums, Medeski, Martin, and Wood worked the way bands usually do. They recorded their songs in the studio. Afterward, the producer toyed with their sound to create something not radically different from the original recording. This time, they decided to try something different. First, the band went into the studio with no songs and just improvised. A lot. Here's John Medeski and producer Scott Harding.
We just rolled tape and probably well in excess of 10 hours of music, maybe 15, that we culled everything down to. And just, you know,
I don't know if it was all music. We had that much stuff on tape.
Yeah, exactly. Tape was rolling for 20 hours.
Harding and the band then went through the tapes, listening for raw material.
Everybody would take CDs home and sort of go, oh, that's kind of cool, that's good, and what about this one? Well, if we, you know, kind of whittle this one down, I think we got something there. Like, you know, or I'd be like, oh, I think there's something here, and then, eh, I don't know, yeah, no, trust me.
John Medeski agrees.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sketchbook. I look at, you know, the tapes like a sketchbook, and then out of that we put together the record, either reperforming stuff or overdubbing things or getting people to come in and, you know, kind of carving these little pieces of music out of, you know, a variety of different.
It's like a rock quarry that you create sculptures from, kind of. You go through and you find a nice piece of granite here, and let's work on this one today.
The songs emerged as Harding took different parts of the recording to form a new sound. In a sense, he treated the material like a DJ would, mixing together disparate elements to create a narrative.
I mean, on this record, there was a lot of different things where, like, Billy would play a drum part, and then that's all we kept, and then we just added other things, and we even took keyboard parts from other songs John had played in another tempo and laid them over a beat. And it was just more of a total found object sort of sculpture kind of thing in that respect.
The guest musicians on Uninvisible added more pieces of raw material for Medeski Martin and Wood and Scott Harding to tinker with. They invited musicians to come into the studio and improvise along with recordings of the band. You have DJ P-Love, Danny Bloom, and the horn section of the Afro-pop band Antibalas. Bassist Chris Wood talks about the process with Harding and Medeski.
Yeah, I think when people sit in with us, it's like walking a tightrope. I mean, because you got to be able to step out and contribute your personality, but you know, you also have to be able to fit in.
Well, there's an idea of spontaneity that's important to maintain. Like a lot of the people that I asked to come and play on the record were like, "Can I get a tape?" And you know, I'd like to know what I'm going to do. And I was like, nah, no one else knew what they were doing when we were doing this thing. Like, you got to fly by the seat of your pants too. And that, I mean, and people who are willing to take that challenge, you know, you throw down the gauntlet and they're willing to pick it up and do it. That's the right person for the job.
And when we get people to play with us, it, whatever situation, it's usually someone who can fit in and become part of the whole. And which is the way we look at music when we play with anybody, making the whole good. Or the best it can be, and doing whatever is necessary, not necessarily just showing off or doing what makes you sound good, or you know, doing what's best for the music.
Well, that's a lesson for all musicians, not just those avant-garde instrumental hip-hop trance-funk bands out there. Not that many exist. But whatever critics label Medeski Martin and Wood's Uninvisible or their next effort, you can be sure that the music will be different from the time before. For WNYC, I'm Paul Chufo.
And Billy Martin celebrating his record release of Drop the Needle, and that party is tomorrow night at Tonic, Thursday, October 3rd at 8 p.m. Once again, details online at wnyc.org. This is Soundcheck.